Started. Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining. Today we are going to be doing Simin Shin Lamed Tes, the end of Se'if Dalid. This is page Kuf Pei Vav Amud Beis. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do two shiurim now because I'm going to be on a plane, and also tomorrow is a very short Mishnah Berurah session, so we'll probably try to finish up Simin Shin Lamed Tes. Today we'll do it in two short shiurim. So we are in the middle of Se'if Dalid. This again, Kuf Pei Vav Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch on the second line, V'lo Cholzin, you're not allowed to do chalitza on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do yibum on Shabbos. Vein konsin v'lo mekdishin. You're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mekadishin isha. Even to be. You're not allowed to be konesin isha to a chuppah. Even if you were mekadish or prior to Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be makdish things for hegdish. V'lo ma'arichin. You're not allowed to give the erech value of something to hegdish. V'lo machrimin, another type of way of committing something to hegdish. V'lo mafrishin trumas ma'isos. You're not allowed to be mafrish trumas. And we don't do pidyon haben on Shabbos. Vein megarshin, and we don't get divorced on Shabbos. Elam kenu get shchiv meira to talk of la alma. Unless it's a case of a get shchiv meira where a guy is dying and he wants to save his wife from having to do chalitza, so he gives a get to his wife. Vekula mimnasu shogin amazidin amut in masha asa asui. And in any of these cases, if you did it, whatever is done, and we're not going to. And it's not going to be invalidated b'di'evet. So let's see Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf v'lo choltzin. We don't do chalitza. Shem yichtov shtar chalitza l'chalutza. The reason we don't do chalitza is because you might write a shtar chalitza. V'afil l'kbal makam l'chalitza aser. Even to establish a place for the chalitza is aser. Shlo yenira ki ilu dana b'Shabbos, because that looks like you're having a din Torah on Shabbos. V'yachol l'kbal b'lel motzoi Shabbos shetia chalitza b'yom rishon. But on the night of motzoi Shabbos, you can establish that you're going to do a chalitza on Sunday. V'im yesh tzorach gadol yachol lekba afilu ben hashmashos b'erev Shabbos al yom rishon im yafshu ben yinacher. And if you need to be kaveh amakom where you're going to have the chalitza, you could do it even ben hashmashos on erev Shabbos if there's no other possibility. V'lom miyabimin, and you can't do yibum. De b'meshem yabim osa niklas alios ishto lekol davar kinesu amamish. When you do yibum, that's like getting married. V'avi kikon a kinyan b'Shabbos, and therefore it's like making a kinyan. V'od shem yichtov ksuba. And there's another problem with doing yibum, and that is that you might write a ksuba. So there are two, or another problem with having nisuin is that you might write a ksuba. So two reasons why lo miyabmin, either because it's like making a kinyan on Shabbos because it's the same as nisuin, or a gzeira lest you come to write a ksuba. The in konsin haynu afilu kiddush sami bald yomos alach nisu b'Shabbos l'chuba de b'chuba konos al dekam advarim v'chanal. Even if you did the kiddushin on erev Shabbos, you cannot do the nisuin on Shabbos. You can't bring her to the chuba on Shabbos, because that also is kona her for a number of different halachos. V'lo makdishin shum dover l'gvoy. You're not allowed to be makdish anything for a hegdish. Sheyomer harezo hegdish, to say that this is hegdish. Mishum dekevin shum makdish b'amirasu hachefetz lahegdish harei motio b'amirazu hachefetz mirushusu l'shus gavoa v'dami l'mekach memkar. Because since through your commitment to hegdish, your statement that it is hegdish, it now no longer belongs to you and it belongs to hegdish, so you're taking it out of your own rishus and making it a rishus of Hegdish, which is similar to Mekach HaMemkar. Mashain Kain Lifsot Tzedakah La'aniyim Mutar, as opposed to being posik Tzedakah for Aniyim, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to commit a certain amount of money to Tzedakah, but because it doesn't automatically belong to the Aniyim at the moment that you commit it. V'chein K'shiyomar Arei Hegdish Kach V'kach Am Kain Mutar. And therefore, likewise, if you say, I am hereby committing that I will commit myself to give X amount to Hegdish, that's also Mutar, because through that statement, you're not already making it Hegdish. Harei Alai is different than saying Harei Zu. When you say Harei Zu Hegdish, you are thereby making it Hegdish. When you say Harei Alai, it's a commitment to, in the future, make something Hegdish. Vayim lel besimushin vav mishmurusiv katan chavzayin. V'lo ma'arichin, we don't do erech. Shiomer erki alai or erech ploni alai. Shenosan hagdish kafif shan of davi kamekach memkar. The Torah tells us based on gender and age what an erech of an individual is. So if you say that the erech of this person is alai, you are thereby committing that amount of money to hagdish, and you're not allowed to do that. V'lo machrimin behema shum dover lo gavoy. You're not allowed to designate an animal or anything else for hagdish. Shiomer hare dover ze cherim, to say that this item is cherim. V'kol mitam anal. It's all based on the same reason that it it is like a kinyan. Umasha kasav la mafrishin shudom kamakdish osan peros shehifrish. The reason you're not allowed to be mafrish truma samaisros is because it looks like you're being makdish the peros that you are mafrish. Va'od shukim sakin dover shein mesukan. But by being mafrish truma samaisros is an additional problem. Is that it's tikkun? It's a tikkun on the other peros because now the other peros cease to be tevel and you're able to use them. V'im avar v'hifrish. And if you violated the halacha and you were mafrish, b'mezid. If you did b'mezid, lo ye'achol ben lo ben lacher man lotzoy shabbos mitam knas. Then there's a knas that neither you nor anyone else is allowed to eat from that produce. V'im hayu b'shogeg mutar afilu lo miyad. And if it was b'shogeg, then it's mutar even for the guy to do it, to eat it right away if he did it b'shogeg. So you're not supposed to be mafrish shumus ma'isros. If you did and you did it b'mezid, there's a knas. If you did it b'shogeg, then you're allowed to eat it because it does work. Shumus ma'isros. It's not only about Shumas HaMaisos, the same is true when it comes to Challah. Now, obviously, most times a woman's not going to be Mafresh Challah on Shabbos because she's not baking Challah on Shabbos, but this is a Shaila that comes up on Yom Tov, because technically you are allowed to bake Challah on Yom Tov. So, if you're not supposed to be mafresh shumas and maisos, Pashto says you're not supposed to be mafresh challah either. But as a question in the dirshu over here, whether maybe it falls in the category of ochel nefesh, and therefore maybe you are allowed to be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov. An interesting question. Vayin lel b'sim reish samachal v'mishabura sivkat n'dalin. Ve'ein podin afilu b'kli sheshav v'chamisha sla'im. You're not allowed to do pidin aben, even if you're not using actual coins, you're just using a kli that's valued at 5 sla'im. Shadoma l'mekach memkar, because again, it looks like mekach memkar. What you cannot do, one might have thought, might have been a good Eitzah, is that if the day of the Pidyon HaBen was supposed to be Shabbos, let me give the Kohen the money prior to Shabbos, and then when Shabbos comes, which is the day that the Pidyon is supposed to happen, let the Pidyon be Chal, because then you are robbing yourself of the Bracha on Pidyon HaBen. Because if the mitzvah is not chal on you on Erev Shabbos, so you cannot say v'tzivanu. Uba Shabbos nami lo yuchal levarich, even shazeinu osaklum. And you're not going to be able to say the bracha on Shabbos because you're not doing anything on Shabbos. L'chein yamtin ad achar Shabbos. And therefore you should wait until after Shabbos. V'afilum kalu lo b'Erev Shabbos chavtes yom v'yud be'y shos v'tafshin tzadi gimel chalakim yisha'a sha'ashon nechlekes v'taftaf reish pei chalakim ki yadua. And even if the baby turns 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim old on Erev Shabbos, which is a full month, so you would think, oh, now you could do Pidyon HaBen. Shua cheshmon shel kol chodesh im yischalik ashon l'yud be'y chalakim b'shava. That's an actual full month if you were to take the full lunar year and divide it into 12 equal parts. Afilu hachilo yiftu b'yom shishi. You still can't be po'd to him on Friday. L'visha ha'chodesh ha'betorah hu shloshim yom shleimim. Because when we do Pidyon HaBen, we wait till 30 full days have passed. Not 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim. V'lchein tzorg shi'agil yom shloshim b'echad b'shas ha'pidyon. And therefore, you cannot do the Pidyon HaBen until day 31 from when the baby was born. So if the baby was born on a Monday, 4 weeks later on Wednesday is his Pidyon HaBen. If the baby was born on a Thursday, 4 weeks later on Shabbos would be the time of the Pidyon HaBen, even if he turns 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim on Friday. So, v'kivin shiyom shloshim echad u'b'Shabbos, yidchadachra Shabbos. But you can't do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, so we would then, in that case, do it on Sunday. Mishmur doesn't tell you the whole story over here. The other half of the story is that even on Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, you have to wait till the baby's at least 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim. Because sometimes you could hit Yom Shloshim Ve'echad and the baby's not really a full month old yet. Meaning you have a baby, let's say, that's born right before Shkia. So on a Tuesday, let's say, right before Shkia. So Yom Shloshim Ve'echad is 4 weeks later on Thursday, but right when Thursday starts, Thursday night, it is not, Wednesday night rather, when Thursday starts halachically, he is not yet 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim old. And that's why the minhag developed that we just don't do Pidyon HaBen at night. Because it's too risky. We might be, if you do Pidyon HaBen at night, you might be doing the Pidyon before the baby has reached the age of a full month. And that's so my grandson's Pidyon HaBen was last week. It happens to be it's after we change the clock. The days are very short, so you have to do it at a super inconvenient time for everybody, because you cannot do Pidyon HaBen. The minhag is, not cannot, the minhag is, according to the Shach, we try to observe not to do Pidyon HaBen At night. So ve'in megarshin, and we don't get divorced on Shabbos. Hafilu begetsh nichtav kodem Shabbos shem yavol k'siva. Even if the get was written prior to Shabbos, because it's a chashash that it will lead to k'siva. Detakav le'alma, unless it's a shchiv mira who's about to die. Haynu sharotzel garishishto kadesh shel tezakek liyibum. The guy just wants to get divorced so his wife won't have to deal with yibum. So yitiru lo legarish b'Shabbos. We allow him to get divorced on Shabbos. Kadesh shel tzitarv daito alav im lo yasu tzonra. And the reason we're makel on this is not so much because we so care about saving her from Yibum, it's because we think that the distress of having her go through Yibum v'chalitza or chalitza is going to kill him sooner, that it's a pikuach nefesh for the guy. We're talking about a case where if they wrote the get before Shabbos, it's not pasul mishum muktam. Meaning, the Mishmur is pointing out, l'chora, if you wrote the get on Friday, how could you possibly get divorced without a Shabbos? It has Friday's date in it. So isn't that the wrong date? So he says, it must be that you didn't write the exact date. You just wrote which week it was. And that's good enough. The kosher b'chei agavna. It's a kosher get. We try to be more exact, but that's a kosher get. Like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Ebenezer. Vikulam, and all these things, if you do it, it works b'di'evet, the Shulchan Aruch says. Kolam avor b'siv zekai. Chutz me'afrashim s'maisos b'yan alel. With one exception, and that is when it comes to Afresh Shumas Maisos, if you did it, b'mezid, there's a kenas that you're not allowed to get benefit from it. You're not allowed to eat that food that day. The definition of shogeg is that either you forgot today was Shabbos or you thought that all these things were mutter to do. Let's do Sifhe as well. If someone marries an almana, he cannot have the bia rishona neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Ayelel sim resh pei says the mishabrua halmana v'chulei rishona hatam to be almana v'chem begrusha kiven shibu leikra kidding the rishas l'maisiyadei yabi avlo achupa, that since an almana and a grusha are already a bu'ula, they've already had bia in the past. So the main kinyan you do to be entitled to her yerusha and her maisiyadeim is the maisa bia. It's not the chupa, and therefore v'nim to kakona kinyan b'shabbos. So by doing that, my sabia, you're being kona ikinyan on Shabbos. Vayim Rav Nezer sim samchdal sif hey deber shama mechaber. The mechaber explains in Rav Nezer da af bi almana lo bi inon bi a mamish. That even by an almana, you don't really need bia to be kona. Her v'sagi you might say yichla royal bia l'knosali deizay kinyan gomer the mavik nesul lechol dover v'chein iskimu arbe poskim. That it's enough to have a yichud that's ro'oy l'bia, and in that way you are already kona her ulefi zeh, and therefore im konas osaber of Shabbos v'isa tahora. If you got married in Erev Shabbos and she was not a nida, and you had yichud on Friday, wow! It sounds from the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, you're never allowed to have your bia rishona when you marry an almana on Shabbos. Not so, says the Mishnah Berura. If you did the yichud before Shabbos, you could have the bia rishona on Shabbos. But if she was a nida on Erev Shabbos, or you simply didn't have yichud on Erev Shabbos, then asr lavo aleha b'Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch's din is operative. And therefore, my advice is, says the Mishnah Berura, if you're getting married in Erev Shabbos, make sure to get married early enough that you could be able to have yichud after the chupa. Vida, and you should know the harbi acharim kasu v'dafil b'besuli yeshizor lechadchil yeshiz yachdu achar chupa b'Erev Shabbos in Bod Yom. Many Achorim say even by a Basula you should make sure to get married early on enough during the day that you can have Yichud before Shabbos. Because there are poskim that hold that standing under what we call the chuppah, the canopy, is not really halachic chuppa, and it's still she's still not a nesua. V'im kein k'shaba lebalayla bia rishona, who kona kinyan b'Shabbos? That when you have bia, that's going to be the real kinyan, and therefore that's going to be a violation of being kona on Shabbos. V'yachte b'besula sagi afilu b'yichud b'yamlim b'od yom v'lo b'yin adafki yichud aroi l'bia. Thing is, by a besula, you don't require yichud aroi l'bia. Just a yichud b'yalma. It doesn't need to be like a real serious yichud. It just means some level of being alone. V'lachenu afilu and therefore it comes out a little bit funny. Normally, when you get married to a woman who's a nida, you're not allowed to have yichud with her. But you can have the kind of yichud that would allow for a kinyan, that would count as a kinyan on Shabbos. Simply by having people coming in and out of the room, so you're sitting alone in the room with your wife, but other people are also coming in and out. So it's not a violation of yichud, but it is a kinyan of yichud. It still works as a valid kinyan. And we should be miyached, designate that room for the chasson so that it's as if he's bringing her into his house. And therefore, if a guy marries a besula on Friday and he brings her into the room on Erev Shabbos, afshi adayin lo tavlo b'nei adam nechassim v'yotzim b'osei cheder, even though she didn't go to the mikveh yet, so she said they're not allowed to really be alone together fully. They're not allowed to have a real yichud. So there are people walking in and out. Because if there aren't people walking in and out, it would be us or anyway to get together before to be alone together before Bir Rishona. You're still kona her by the fact that you brought her into the cheder amiyuchad lo. And then if she goes to the mikveh that night, they can have the Bir on Shabbos, and that is not a violation of Kona Kinyan B'Shabbos, Shekvar Kona Osami Bod Yom, because he had already acquired her on Friday. And therefore the Mishmur says, I'm making my pitch that not only when you marry an Almana, but also when you marry a Basula, you should make sure to get married early on enough during the day that that you can have a Yichud prior to the onset of Shabbos, so that there won't be any Shailas about the Bia. So to review what we learned today, we said that there are a whole bunch of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because of a chashash that Shemi Yichtov, or it looks like Mecha Chememkar, Chalitza and Yibum and Nisuin and being Makdish things in different ways and being Mafresh Shumas Amaisus and Pidin Aben and Gerishin, but there are two exceptions. First of all, there's one exception. That is by Gerishin, if he's a Shchiv Meira, you're allowed to do it so that he won't get so distressed that he's going to die. And with all of these other things that we said you're not allowed to do, b'di'evit, if you did it, it works, with the exception of hafrashas shumas amaisos, if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'mezid, there's a knas that you're not allowed to benefit from it. And then we had said in Sif Hey that while if someone marries an almana, the first bia cannot be on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but the Mishmur pointed out, if they had yichud on Erev Shabbos, that would be mutter. And the Mishmur also said the same works with a besula, that if they have yichud on Erev Shabbos, that's going to be mutter, and it doesn't even really need to be a halachic yichud. It just needs to be a hachnasa to a cheder that belongs to him, even if there are people that are nichnasin and yotzin. Okay, Bez Hashem, in about 10 seconds, we will learn Se'ifim, Vav, and Zayin.